You're listening to a podcast from 702.
I want us to start a conversation with this project that's doing work, Anti-Disinformation Project. What they'll be doing is monitor these political parties as they go on with their campaigns ahead of Election Day to ensure that they're not violating the IEC Code of Conduct, which came into effect as soon as the date of the elections was declared. And the coordinator of the Local Government Election Anti-Disinformation Project is Phumzile van Dam, who joins us on the line now. Phumzile, thank you so much for making time. Good morning.
Good morning, Clement. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you for making time. So we know that political parties often try to endear themselves to potential voters, and they can say anything, even when it's misinformation. Tell me about the work that you will be doing as the Anti-Disinformation Project ahead of elections.
Yes, so a little bit about the project. So it's a collaboration between myself, Right to Know Campaign, Code for Africa, Super Linear, Witness, and Dr. David Rosenstein. And what we're basically doing is collaborating to monitor disinformation ahead of the election. And the work specifically we'll be doing with regards to political parties is monitoring their communications for disinformation. So that is any kind of communication that is misleading and untruthful and aimed to manipulate voters. And where we encounter any of that kind of communications that would be in violation of the IEC Code of Conduct, which states that political parties can't, spread information that is untruthful or use their positions of power to unethically influence the outcome of the election. So we'll report those instances to the electoral court.
Okay, so you will be reporting those to the electoral court and not necessarily to the IEC?
Yes, because the electoral court is the body that adjudicates any instances of violations of the IEC Code of Conduct.
Okay. What happened, and I want you to share with us the possible consequences of disinformation. I think we've seen it with what happened in the country earlier this year, but why is it not good for political parties to go on a disinformation campaign because they're so desperate for votes that they're willing to say anything to discredit their opponents so they can be the ones that benefit mostly on the 1st of November?
Yes, other than it just being unethical, it is very, very dangerous. As we saw in July, where, almost over 300 people died, billions worth of property was destroyed. Disinformation can be deadly. And now in an environment where South Africans are really tense, have had to bear the effects of unemployment, things are very, very tough in South Africa. And where a politician comes into a community, spreads disinformation about different race groups, spreads information about on the basis of nationality, incites violence, it could be deadly. So we are trying to prevent disinformation in that sense, where it could result in violence being a situation again in South Africa. So it's not only just to make sure that elections are free and fair, that South Africans have the right kind of information in order to make their own decisions about voting without being manipulated. It's also to make sure that South Africa again is not faced with any kind of election violence. I think we all know the example of the US election, where we saw how Donald Trump spread disinformation and called the election results fake news, and how that led into violence. There are examples on the African continent where disinformation has led to violence. It happened in Ethiopia, It happened in many countries over the last year. So we've seen examples around the continent of disinformation leading to violence.
Okay.
So I think we need to understand that with more people being online, that information is happening. Information is shared online. It's shared on WhatsApp. WhatsApp is the main method of communication. That this is a method of communication. That there's a space that exists where a lot of false information is spread and a lot of violence is incited. So it's really important that the space is monitored, and what is said is monitored and carefully monitored, and violence is prevented because it has happened.
Okay.
And we want to prevent the same in South Africa.
Yeah, thank you for chatting to us, Phumzile Fandam, the coordinator of Local Government Election Anti Disinformation Project. Incredible, important work that they're doing ahead of Election Day. And we know the extent that political parties are willing to go just to convince you to vote for them. And some of the things they do are sometimes unethical. So it's good to see that there's a body, there's an organization that will be watching every step that they make.